What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. Now, here's a very interesting article. And this came out of Breitbart. And the headline reads, Congressman call for U.S. designation of Mexican cartels as terror orgs. And specifically mentioned Las Zetas and Gulf. And interestingly enough, they went down the list there. Sinaloa was not mentioned. And the reason I bring that up is because of the story we had earlier in the week pointing out that the U.S. government has been in secret partnership with the Sinaloa cartel for quite a while. Remember, Sinaloa was getting all those guns from Fast and Furious. I mean, there is a long, long relationship between the U.S. government and illicit drugs. It's the same thing that happened during Prohibition. It reached a point where basically everybody inside the government, in one way or the other, was connected with the gangsters. And we've repeated that fatal mistake. We know that CIA has been engaged in the illegal drug trade going back at least as far as Vietnam in order to acquire funds for operations that were not approved by Congress or that the CIA didn't want Congress to know about. You probably heard of the Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University, which has basically been part of the career path of so many of our leaders. That was actually built on opium money. Now, granted, at the time, opium was a legal crop. It was looked down on, but it was legal and very profitable. And they set up what was called the Russell Trust, which is the official name of Skull and Bones. And that's where they got that money to build that castle. It's drug money. Okay, diplomats of Iran and China are working together to deepen their strategic partnership. This is going to be very, very important as Iran comes under threat from the West. And I'm sure that China's interest is probably similar to that of Russia's. We don't want to let the West get any closer than they already have. Now, here is a very interesting article, and this is coming out of Politico. Donald Trump said Tuesday there was, quote, no rush, end quote, to denuclearize North Korea, whose leader, Kim Jong-un, he's going to meet with next week in Vietnam. He said, I have no pressing time schedule. He'd like to see ultimately denuclearization of North Korea. And he said, ultimately, we'll see that. But I think Trump is understanding that he's not going to get it. And now he's just putting it off into the far-off future so that he doesn't have to go over to North Korea and say, you will denuclearize now, and Kim Jong-un says no, and it's a political and public relations nightmare for Donald Trump. So I'm not in a rush. It's going to happen eventually. Don't need to make a big deal about it. Over at Zero Hedge, they had an article. The headline is America an International Rogue Nation? And the instant I saw that headline, the first thing I thought is that a trick question? And they go down all of these recent deceptions and wars, including Saddam's nuclear weapons, which, of course, didn't exist. And then you had Libya, Syria. Right now, the United States military is in 39% of the countries around the world. I would say, yeah, the United States has gone rogue. It's definitely behaving like a rogue. It's a warmongering, empire-building, rogue nation here. All right, getting into the domestic politics, article from the Political Insider. The headline, you're going to like this one. Another day, another wacky liberal steps into the crowded 2020 race. And, of course, what they're talking about is Senator Bernie Sanders formally announcing his presidential bid. Now, there'd been a lot of rumor and speculation that he was going to step on in, but he made it official on Tuesday on Fox News on the Ingraham angle. And remember, he got really, really close in 2016. He really did. So we'll see what's going to happen with him. But this particular wacky liberal managed to pick up $6 million in campaign donations just in the first 24 hours. And that tells me he is going to be formidable in 2020. And I'm sure all the other Democratic candidates out there are, you know, going through their spreadsheets trying to figure out how the Bernie factor is going to change the equations here. All righty. Apparently, there's a new Hill-Harris X poll showing that Michelle Obama is tied with Biden as the 2020 front runner. Now, this poll was taken before Bernie officially stepped on in. Even though he was mentioned on this. And I think this poll shows that Democrats have totally abandoned rational thinking and gone totally over to image is everything, which explains why Hollywood is Democratic. Michelle Obama is simply not qualified to be president. At least with Hillary, as corrupt as she is, she had been a lawyer and had prior government experience. The only thing Michelle has done is screw up kids' school lunches. So basically, 25% of the poll respondents came down for Michelle Obama. 25% came down over Joe Biden. Kamala Harris got 12%. Bernie Sanders, and again, this is before he formally announced, 11%. Beto O'Rourke, Bloomberg, Senator Elizabeth Warren, 6, 5, and 5% respectively. Cory Booker did not even show up on the screen here. Now, getting on back to Elizabeth Warren, she's already on the campaign trail. And during a campaign stop in Georgia, she got heckled. Someone in the crowd shouted, "Why did you lie?" Which is, of course, a reference to her bogus claim of Native American ancestry. She's not going to be able to leave that behind. She's absolutely not going to be able to leave that behind. It's one thing to say, "My family told me I was Native American," as a curiosity. But Elizabeth Warren used that on school applications, on job applications. She played it as hard as she could to get a special advantage. And that's what I think has people upset. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. There are rumblings that the Mueller probe has completed its final report, and apparently, Attorney General Barr is going to announce the end of the Mueller probe imminently. And so far, it's a confidential report that will be submitted to Congress in the very near future. The White House is already saying it'll be up to the Department of Justice whether or not to make it public. And if they're keeping this report confidential, I think that tells us they didn't find anything. 2 years and $4 million. They came up with zip. The corporate media, they're still going to be out there. Collusion, you know, collusion. And in fact, Andrew McCabe was out there trying to justify the decision to investigate Trump as a Russian agent, saying it was based on public information, not secret intelligence. So he was being interviewed by CNN's Anderson Cooper, and Cooper asked, "Are there other things that haven't been made public at this point that contributed to the opening of the investigation?" And McCabe says, "No. They just went after Trump. They're never going to go after Hillary despite all the evidence of wrongdoing. But they're going to keep going after Trump." And McCabe has said he believes it's possible that Trump is a secret Russian agent. He's still pushing that one out there. Of course, he's also selling a new book, and that's why one reason why he might be making these spectacular statements. But I've never seen such infighting in the government. I know there's infighting in the government. It's never been so visible to the public, and I see that as a sign of the deterioration of this nation. Okay. During McCabe's interview with 60 Minutes, McCabe kept talking about articulable facts. And apparently he's coining his own phrase, trying to explain why the intelligence community started spying on the Trump team. But the justification for mounting a probe should not lie in weasel words. It belongs in something known in law enforcement circles as paragraph one. They didn't have anything. It was a fishing expedition. Now, paragraph one in federal investigations lays out precisely why the investigation began and how. You can't skip over it with fanciful phrases or empty verbiage. But in the case of this counterintelligence probe targeting Trump, it's been 2 years and nobody has articulated a clear reason why it even started in the first place. Over at the FBI, a top official has admitted they infiltrated the Trump campaign. Just don't call it spying. We were just maintaining close contact. And this was all part of the FBI's Operation Crossfire Hurricane. That was its code name. And it sounds a lot like FBI informant Stephen Halper, the former Oxford University professor who was paid over $1 million by the Obama Department of Defense between 2012 and 2018, with nearly half of it surrounding the 2016 election. All right. Now, more coming out from Bruce Orr. Apparently, there was a lot more behind that dossier than we had been told. Basically, Bruce Orr played an essential and unorthodox role carrying politically tainted allegations of Donald Trump Russia collusion to the FBI during the 2016 elections. First part of it was this unverified intelligence from Trump-hating former British spy Christopher Steele, author of the now discredited infamous Russian dossier. Next, it was sketchy intelligence starting in August of 2016 from Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson, an opposition research contractor who hired Steele and was paid to help Hillary Clinton's campaign dig up political dirt on Trump, which they didn't find. Now we're finding out that Bruce Orr admitted to Congress last year he also took Russia information that his wife Nellie Orr assembled against Trump on a computer drive and delivered that to the FBI in 2016. Can you say conflict of interest? I knew you could. So the short version is Russiagate is in a tailspin. It's heading down in flames. The Senate found no evidence of collusion. It looks like Mueller found no evidence of collusion. And along with that, of course, the DNC hacking narrative. Oh, Russia hacked the DNC email servers. Well, we already know that the files were copied off too quickly to go over the internet. Somebody copied those files onto a flash drive and walked them out the door, most likely Seth Rich, because the leaks stopped after Seth Rich was killed. Judicial Watch is now suing the Department of Justice to obtain records related to these officials who were trying to plan to remove Donald Trump from office using the 25th Amendment. And again, I want to clarify how that 25th Amendment works. If a majority of the cabinet and the vice president all agree the president is unable to fulfill his duties, the president is temporarily removed from office and replaced with the vice president. Then the president has the option of proving he is fit to return to office, at which point he must be allowed. There is no provision in the 25th Amendment that involves the Department of Justice. They were stepping way outside their jurisdiction. Apparently, Democrats in the House of Representatives are going to use Michael Cohen's testimony to the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform to mount an impeachment attempt against Donald Trump. They're going to oust Trump with testimony from Cohen. And there's a small technicality, of course. The House can impeach, but only the Senate can remove. That's what happened to Bill Clinton. He was impeached in the House of Representatives. The Senate refused to remove him. Never seen the infighting so public. It's almost like they don't care anymore, that we, the American people, are seeing them going after each other with hammers and tongs. And, of course, they're still trying to destroy Ilhan Omar over her anti-Semitism because she said that AIPAC is influencing members of Congress. Well, every lobbying group influences members of Congress. That's what they're paid to do. But only in the case of AIPAC is questioning that practice called anti-Semitism. Let's say that beer breweries have a lobbying group, and beer breweries want a relaxation on the number of mandated preservatives they put in their beer so they can make beers that are much more like what you find in Bavaria. And let's say that Ilhan Omar had questioned the beer brewers' lobby influence on Congress. Would people say that she hated beer, beer drinkers, and beer brewers? That's how silly it is. But there is Jewish power out there, and everybody talks about it, the Jewish lobby power. We see it in AIPAC and the existence of a racist state that is sustained by terror and endless war. But you can't criticize the terror and endless war without being branded an anti-Semite, if not a Nazi. If it wasn't for the Israel lobby, Americans wouldn't have so much Muslim blood on their hands, or being worse than bankrupt, having fought so many wars for Israel. If it wasn't for the Israel lobby, questioning the Holocaust wouldn't be a crime in 16 European countries. No other event in human history is so fascistically protected from scrutiny. So it is there. But again, I think the world is getting restive. I think they've had 60 years of this, and they're starting to squirm and say, no, we want our government to be in control of our nation, not a foreign power. Now, a little bit of good news. Little bit of good news. The Supreme Court ruled in Timms versus State of Indiana that state governments must abide by the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on the imposition of excessive fines for criminal offenses. And what this was is Indiana seized a vehicle worth $42,000 as a penalty for selling 4 grams of heroin. Lower courts had found the seizure to be grossly disproportionate, and apparently Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote the opinion for the court. And what this means is this is basically a hammer blow at civil forfeiture, saying that you can't seize somebody's house because you found a marijuana cigarette inside that their son dropped, which actually has happened. So that's a little bit of victory. And I'm glad that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back there and healthy. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, first of all, McCabe, he should be writing his book from a jail cell in an orange jumpsuit. Shame that this guy is getting away, you know, getting away with what he did, as well as a lot of these refugees from a police state. Well, actually, these police state types. The other thing is, I'm not surprised that what we see.
Okay, I'm going to have to put you on hold here. We're going to have to take a break for commercials. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We'll come right back to you.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we are talking with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, you were about to start on another topic.
Yeah, well, it's kind of related, but because it's all has to do with you know, the ignorance of people. I was working out at the gym today, and they had both the fake news network and a crap news network on, and all they were talking about, I could tell, was the that stupid case there in Chicago. What's his name? Jesse Smollett or something like that?
Which Jesse Smollett. We're being conditized. I'm pretty sure we're being conditized.
The first day I even heard that show, that thing about him, first of all, I never even heard of the show in the first place. But second of all, just knowing he was an actor and the way it was described, I knew it was phony from the get-go, and I never didn't even bother following it. But it's all they do. It's the shiny object, Mike. Meanwhile, you have a case, you have now proof by the mainstream media itself. You know, in other words, the BBC, that gas attack last year that almost got us in World War III was a false flag. It was actually perpetrated by the white, the so-called white helmets. Okay? Nothing. The only thing you hear anything about is, like I said, is the intimate and the media and things like RT and Sputnik. That's it. Other than that, you know, nothing. And I'm telling you, Mike, this is one of the problems. The people are so dumbed down. And I don't say all the people. The problem is, Mike, people our age, even a little bit younger, they still watch mainstream news. They still think that. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, a guy I used to work with. He knows nothing about the stuff, what's going on the net. He knows nothing about what goes on YouTube, you know, on the news. So he knows nothing about RT. He knows nothing other than he thinks, oh, you're watching commie propaganda, you know, or Stuznik. All he knows is the garbage that he hears in Fox News and some of these stupid radio shows like a Sean Hannity, a Rush Limbaugh, or Mark Levin, or some of these other clowns. He knows nothing about it. He doesn't even know about Alex Jones, really, other than he heard the man's crazy. By the way, the job for InfoWars, they should be ashamed of themselves. I turned them on for a while before, and it's all they were talking about, too, that Jesse, what's his name, Smollett or whatever?
Jesse Smollett.
Yeah, and this is the problem. People get their news still from the internet, from mainstream news. Look at with Tulsi Gabbard. They're doing everything they can to stop her from getting any kind of publicity. And as far as Bernie Sanders goes, I think he's wrong what he did. He should have, instead of jumping in a race, he should have put his full support behind her. That would have given her campaign some kind of impetus, you know?
Well, unfortunately, because Tulsi appears to be genuinely anti-war, she doesn't have a snowball's chance in the dark regions of getting anywhere near that nomination.
I don't agree, Mike. I don't agree. I think just like Trump, he got the nomination. Of course, he turns out he didn't. I think she could. I think people are sick and tired of these wars, especially younger people.
No. You're not understanding what I'm saying. It's not a matter of what the voters are doing. I'm saying that Tulsi, she will not be getting the financial support. They will sabotage her. We've seen how dirty politics is in this day and age. And they want her out of the race. They want nothing but, you know, pro-war, pro-business, pro-money junkie candidates lined up there, from which then we, the American voter, think that we actually have some kind of a choice.
I'll tell you how she gets the money, Mike. She gets it from small contributions. Okay? It adds up.
That's well, she's how, got a website up and running here.
Huh?
She's got a website up and running, and, feel free to make a donation.
I am.
Don't get me wrong. I like her, you know, on a gut level, which I shouldn't be doing that anyway. I certainly disagree with her on a lot of her liberal policies, like, you know, the Second Amendment. But I do believe she's genuinely anti-war. She's the only Democratic candidate so far who's actually served in a combat zone.
Right. Now, you know, I was listening to Fault Lines today with Lee Stranahan and Garland Nixon. One is used to be a Breitbart reporter. The other one is very towards the left. He admits he's towards the left, but both of them are populist. And they, as a matter of fact, Stranahan got fired by Breitbart because he tried to do his job the way it's supposed to be done. He tried to be the reporter that he really is, and they would squelch his stories. But what they were saying is Tulsi is the most important candidate because she is going to stop. She wants to stop the deep state. That's what this is all about. The money, like you said, the money junkies, the Zionists.
Yeah, but so did Trump. So did Trump, and he got blocked.
Yeah, but Trump lied.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And remember the Covington High School students and that confrontation at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C.? And everybody just went completely, you know, oh, those terrible, you know, MAGA hat wearing white kids. And they were being cruel to this Native American senior and to all these surrounding blacks. And then, of course, the full unedited tape came on out and showed the situation had been quite the reverse. It had been the blacks were harassing the white people. And then this Native American basically walked into the middle, started banging his drum right in their face. And they remained remarkably cool. It was obviously an attempt to provoke a reaction. And so the story completely fell apart. Another manufactured hate crime hoax, upstaging Jesse. And now the students, or one of the students, has hired attorneys, and they're suing the Washington Post for $250 million in compensatory and punitive damages, and I hope he gets it, although it's going to be an uphill battle. Because the Washington Post is going to say, we just went with the best information we had at the time. is going to have to find some way to prove there was intent to defame this kid. The Washington Post is going to claim absence of malice. But if the attorney is a good one, they might. This kid could wind up owning the Washington Post. All righty, over in Chicago, a federal judge ruled Tuesday a lawsuit aimed at scuttling President Obama's $500 million library may proceed. And this building has been called an ugly waste of taxpayer resources. It's also taking up some parkland beside Lake Michigan that the public uses. And there's a group called Protect Our Parks. And they basically want the building blocked. For one thing, it's a misnomer to call it the Presidential Library. It's called the Obama Presidential Center. The actual library is going to be somewhere else. It's just vanity, ego. Obama wants to build a monument to himself. But the lawsuit to halt it is being allowed to proceed. So we'll see what happens with that. All right, so let's talk about Jussie Smollett. As I said before, it's still on Fox News. They've got a camera on him. He's leaving the courtroom building. He's opening the car door. He's getting in. Will he fasten his seatbelt? I don't know. And earlier there was a police conference where the Chicago chief of police basically came out and excoriated this kid. Said, you know, the damage that he has done to the city is immense. I don't think so. I think the damage is really more toward liberalism, certainly toward the Empire TV show. But over at CNN, I can imagine they're having to cover the story now that Jussie's bail was set at $100,000, and he's going to have to go to court. He's been hit with a felony complaint, which means jail time. Now, Geraldo is out there saying, wow, Jussie Smollett played us. Should have been more suspicious, Geraldo, especially after that debacle with the gangster's hidden secret vault. Al Capone. Interestingly enough, just before this whole court thing started, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox recused herself from the investigation, and First Assistant State's Attorney Joseph Magatz is acting as the state's attorney for this prosecution. Apparently, this Kim Fox described the reason for her recusal as familiarity with potential witnesses in the case. Good reason to recuse yourself here. But it is a felony criminal charge. Smollett did turn himself in. And it's just going to go downhill from here. Now, why did he do this? Everybody's saying, why did he do this? Now, originally, the story was floating around that Smollett was going to get written out of the show Empire, and he wanted to build up some publicity to convince the show's producers to keep him on. Then we heard from the show's writers that, no, there were no plans to write him out of the show, although obviously they'll have to do so now because he's going to be behind bars, most likely. And apparently it came out earlier today, Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson talking to Smollett and to these two Nigerian brothers who helped him. It turned out that Smollett wanted more money for his acting gig, and he thought publicity would help him get it. And yes, it would. It's something I've seen in Hollywood many times. The more famous you are, the more money you can command. And as it turns out, remember that racist, homophobic letter that arrived at the studio for Empire the week before the attack? Jesse Smollett faked that one himself. And then he got angry that the show's producers didn't get excited. They didn't call a press conference. That was his first attempt to get PR. And that's when he hired these two brothers for $3,500 because he wanted more money. Because, you know, after all, how could he possibly live on just $65,000 per episode? That's what he gets paid for that gig. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Jim in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. You know, I share Mark's frustration. Even though a lot of people are waking up, still not enough, because I know so many people, acquaintances, people at work, and they either watch Fox or CNN. It seems like 70%, 80% of the people I know, whatever they, you know, conservatives, they watch Fox.
Well, I don't know where you work or where you hang out, but I mean, the audience numbers for all of the corporate media newscasts are way, way down. So the majority of the American people are no longer watching them.
Yeah, well, this is, maybe it's just the circles I go in.
Yeah, I think it may. I think that may be the problem, because the circles that I go in, everybody's pretty much informed and knows what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, another thing I was going to mention, in the Post, New York Post, going on about this Alabama woman who wants to come back to the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Boyfriend. Yeah. And I wonder, and Trump condemned her. Didn't the CIA fill Trump in, brief him that ISIS are our guys?
CIA guys? But Trump is doing what he's doing for the consumption of the American people, whom Trump is still convinced doesn't know what's going on behind the scenes.
You know, we know, informed people who listen to you, that ISIS is a CIA creation. So you'd figure the CIA would give her a medal, right?
Well, the CIA didn't actually originally create ISIS. It did sort of form itself. But early on, the CIA got close to them and started basically infiltrating and providing money and supplies and basically hijacked them to use as a tool against Bashar al-Assad.
Yes. Well, I mean, ISIS, it's just the rebels, right? They're just the moderate rebels.
Well, ISIS is not moderate.
No, but, you know, when the media talked about the moderate rebels, that could be anybody fighting Assad.
Well, I think the term moderate rebels was a made-up propaganda term because the American public was saying, why are you funding these violent terrorist groups? And so somebody came up with the idea of, well, there's the real terrorists and there's the kind of like sort of terrorist light, and we're supporting the terrorist light group, which turned out to be a complete joke. Everybody was getting weapons.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, all right. Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Steve in Chicago. Steve, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good. I want to talk about the Smollett case. I'm from Chicago, and I've been noticing a lot of this separation of all these facts coming out, whether it's sourced or unsourced, from major stream media. And I really wanted to focus on is that the Smollett case is a very small point of what's really going on here in Chicago. Is, you know, we got this Rahm Emanuel guy.
Yes.
He's not running for re-election, which I'm glad for. You know, he doesn't need to be the mayor of this city anymore. But what I'm saying, what I want to bring to the attention of the listeners is that something bigger than this Smollett case here in Chicago is the fact that within the days of him proclaiming that he was a victim, all these things happened regarding his case, is that I just want to say to your listeners, this is a little bit graphic, but it's the truth, is that a one-year-old baby got shot in the head, and it made media reports, and nobody's really paying attention to this. And, you know, all we see is Smollett this, Smollett that. And the thing is there's so many problems going on here in Chicago, and I'm almost at a loss for words.
The corporate media, Jussie Smollett presented the corporate media with a scenario that fit in exactly with the agenda, you know, about hate and victimhood and liberalism. He's black. He's also gay. And the corporate media, mm-hmm. they bit it. They swallowed it hook, line, and sinker, and they went with it. And the reason the story is so huge now is because it did blow up in their faces, and it proved that hate crimes can sometimes be hoaxes. And the good news is it's triggering people to go back and look at other so-called hate crimes that were given a lot of media play, and they're finding that most, if not all, of those are hoaxes as well. And of course, the liberals are wringing their hands saying, no, 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 you shouldn't talk about hate crime hoaxes. It's going to make it difficult for real victims of real hate crimes to get justice. And my answer to that is absolutely not, because if their stories make sense and they've got evidence, then everything's going to be fine. But the corporate media uses these hoaxes to manipulate us, whether it's Jussie Smollett, or some kind of a false flag involving Venezuela. That's how we're controlled and manipulated, through illusion.
Right, and I'm glad you bring that to a good point, because here in Chicago, there's a lot of things going on, just like any other major city in America, whether it's New York, San Francisco, Boston.
Yes.
I myself am from Connecticut, and I understand, you know, big fan of your program. I know you grew up in New Hampshire, so I eventually moved out to Chicago. But, I mean, these things are not just sectionalized from just where we live here in America. These are very big things going on here.
You're talking to the wrong person here. You're talking to the wrong person, because it was the corporate media that made Jussie Smollett a headline story while ignoring all others. In fact, I understand that there was a genuine racially inspired beating that took place nearby that didn't even make the press because everybody was just so focused on Jussie Smollett. Anyway, Steve, we're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You sound like your audio changed. Sorry, are you on a phone now or something? Your audio has notably changed.
No, I'm on the same setup I've always been on. Well, I mean, since last year.
Oh. Hey, you sound like you're suddenly on a cell phone or something. Okay, never mind. I wanted to suggest that there might be another area in which we're being kind of conditized with media hype. And that is in the realm of weather. Now, I know that there are severe weather storms and severe weather strikes various areas of the country, and it's fair play, you know, to certainly cover all what's going on when someplace gets hit with horrible, you know, storms, straight winds, snows, or whatever. But in the past few weeks, and this has been going on for years, we seem to get a lot of hype about like the most predictable and normal of winter storm, activity. You know, we recently had a storm, a little bit of snow, resulted in between 1 or 2 inches of snow in the area, followed by a little bit of sleet, followed by some rain, which has washed most of it away. But the media makes such a circus out of these things. I mean, I'm 58 years old. I started driving in 1976 when there were still cars on the road with bias fly tires that were rear-wheel drive. Sometimes you put your snow tires on, and they had studded snow tires, and people put chains on and stuff, and people got around. You know, and even back in the 90s. I mean,
Well, Glenn, I'm going to have to let you go because we've got to take a break for commercials. And I think it isn't a question of how much snow is coming down. It's that it's coming down in places that have never seen it before. We'll be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're still talking about the Jussie Smollett story. And it's interesting to see the reactions to the revelation that this was a hoax. Over at CNN, Don Lemon is out there. He's just worried that Fox News and Trump are going to pounce on this story to undermine trust and confidence in the corporate media. Well, you guys did it to yourselves. You ignored basic journalistic standards. Jesse presented you a scenario of what you wanted to see, a hate crime against a guy who's both gay and black, and you bit onto it without doing any checking whatsoever. That's not the way journalism is supposed to be done. Things are getting a little violent, apparently, because there was a conservative activist who was protesting fake hate crimes, and he got violently assaulted. And this guy was recruiting for Turning Point USA, which is a conservative youth organization, and recruiters were standing in front of a table with the factually correct sign stating, hate crime hoaxes hurt real victims. And they were approached by detractors multiple times throughout the day at the University of California in Berkeley. One individual threatened to shoot the conservative students, knocked his phone out of his hand, and hit him in the head. So that's going to be the reaction. Don't talk about hate crime hoaxes. We will beat you up. All righty. Now, as the Jussie Smollett controversy continues to unfold and the debate over the validity of hate crimes increases, one watchdog group has found more than 50 hate crime hoaxes carried out over the last 7 years on America's college campuses. Apparently, they found, Montclair State University students claim to find hateful graffiti in their dorms threatening minorities and women. Black, blank, you will die. Investigators found out the students had done it themselves. The problem with all of this, of course, is that fake hoaxes lead to real laws. And before the Jussie Smollett case had unwound, New Jersey's Democratic Senator Cory Booker basically rushed to introduce an anti-lynching law. Well, there's already a law against lynching. It's called murder. But hey, let's have one more law just to prove I'm doing something about what's going on. And don't forget, when this first happened, before it became known that this was a hoax, Maxine Waters blamed this all on President Trump. Oh, it's all Trump's fault because of hate crimes attack, you know, against gays and black people. Mad Maxine. We'll be back after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.